The prospect of an American military strike in Syria is setting off strong reactions across the Arab world. Rami Khoury is the director of the Issam Faraz Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut. I asked him to describe the mood in the region right now.
Well, you know, privately, a lot of people would be happy for the Americans or anybody else to knock out the Syrian regime. But publicly, of course, very few people will say that. And what really bothers us and bothers me is that if the United States is doing this, as Obama says, to maintain American credibility and to deter Assad from killing his own people and deter other tyrants from killing their own people like this, why is it that the U.S. has to keep doing this?
Rami, let me ask you this. The people who are expressing that point of view that you mentioned earlier, that, yeah, it'd be good to see Bashar al-Assad go, why are they expressing that point of view privately? Why are more people not public about that?
Because public opinion generally in the Arab countries is against an American military strike against an Arab country. American militarism is something that's very hard to deal with, and especially because people see American military power also in the service of Israeli military strategy and colonial strategy.
So how much is regional disappointment and anger with U.S. policy in the region not about foot dragging on Syria or an out-of-focus U.S. foreign policy for the Arab world, but really, as it often is, about American foreign policy vis-a-vis Israel?
Well, the U.S. policy in supporting Israel is a huge issue for people all across the Arab world. And one of the things that happens in a situation like this, people will say, look, it's good to enforce international norms. So chemical weapons shouldn't be used. Fine, let's bring these people to heel and punish them. But why do you only punish Arabs? What about what the Israelis do when they break international norms about colonization and annexation and things like that?
Let's get back to Syria. I mean, you yourself say, Rami, that the only thing more painful than the current debate on the effectiveness of a U.S. strike on Syria is the actual suffering of the Syrian people. So that is still there. What is the solution in Syria then?
It's very hard to find a neat, quick, easy, and effective solution right now to Syria. A year and a half ago, international intervention, whether Americans or Europeans or Arabs or Turks, would have been much more effective and could have probably brought this conflict to a halt, probably with the removal of the Syrian regime by its own people.
Would you have supported that a year and a half ago if the U.S. had stepped up and said regime change in Syria?
I would support any international support to the Syrian rebels. If the Syrian rebels represent the majority of Syrians, I would support that.
But a year and a half transpires and now you don't support it. I mean, would you support a more direct action for the U.S. supporting very directly the Syrian rebels?
I think it's okay to have punitive action against the Syrian regime if it has U.N. Security Council's approval.
That seems really elusive, that Security Council resolution, because of Russia and China.
That's right. And therefore, the United States has to live with this. You know, the U.S. is saying it wants to reinforce and implement international norms. Well, one of the most important international norms is a collective military action must be approved by the Security Council under Chapter 7 of the U.N. Charter. And the U.S. completely disregards it.
Let's say the proof comes up. I mean, the U.S. knows that they're not going to get any traction at the U.N. Security Council. The U.N., the Arab League, the Syrians themselves, sadly, have proven themselves unable to even enforce a temporary ceasefire. So does the world just stand by and wait for another 100,000 people to die?
No, I think if the proof is compelling and clear, then it'll be much easier to get some action in the Security Council, and the United States then has to do a lot more serious diplomacy with the Russians. You know, the U.S. arrogance and militarism is a huge problem for the world, and it's about time that people around the world started addressing that problem with the same magnitude as they address the issue of criminal behavior by Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein and Bashar al-Assad.
Rami Khoury, director of the Issam Faraz Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.